The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More at the ShelleheadComics.com blog, ShelleheadComics.com. Check out our wonderful sponsors. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my co-host, Dave Draper.
Wait, I thought we were doing a sandwich show now.
We were doing a sandwich show, that's right.
Yeah, we're doing a show about sandwiches.
I changed it back to toys.
You never keep me up to date on this stuff.
Well, you know, I don't have any sandwiches to eat this show.
Oh, well, there you go.
So there are, and no, there's no cats.
How is that possible?
Well, I don't know. What did you name our cat?
Oh, Mr. Tibbles?
Mr. Tibbles.
Our cat. You've got cats, but
yeah,
our cat.
Our cat together is Mr.
Our
Tibbles.
Our cat together that we always talk about.
That's right.
According to the iTunes
reviews, yes. We talk about cats. Mr. Tibbles.
We talk about our cat.
Mr. Tibbles is the bomb.
He's the fanciest of cats.
He is the fanciest of cats. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome our wonderful guest, our good friend, Mr. Pixel Dan Erdley.
I was told there would be sandwiches on this show.
There was sandwiches. There's no more sandwiches. Sandwiches are a thing
apparently
of the past.
We reformatted back to toys somewhere after we invited you. I'm sorry.
All right.
Sandwiches are a thing of the past, man. Nobody does sandwich shows anymore.
Apparently toys are the new sandwiches.
I guess we'll talk toys.
Yes, that's right.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Danny Danny?
Not much.
How are you?
Tired.
Yeah.
But I'm good.
Well, I'm good. Happens when you have a wife, a kid, a full-time job, a second full-time job.
Yeah. It'll do that to you.
Is your pile of reviews getting larger, sir?
Yeah, it's definitely growing and never shrinking. There's no such thing as getting ahead. It just doesn't.
No. Happen. Poor Danny.
Especially post-Comic-Con.
Pixel just, Dan real-world problems.
Yeah, right? I know.
First
real world problems. I have too many toys. Oh. I probably sound like a total D-bag
you
when
said,
I say
no.
things like
you
that.
You sound like Dave. I have too many toys.
Look at this.
I never actually say that.
That's frankly. True.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. No, I don't. It just shows that you're successful, and I think that's amazing. Plus, we both got these weird boxes of stuff last week in the mail that I was like, got a letter in the box that made it sound like I talked to this person. I'm like, I've never spoken to this person in my life.
I figured out who it is. You have spoken.
Oh,
to that
I've spoken. I did too.
Okay.
Because I got a follow up email.
It's the same people that did the grab
Zag
stuff.
Yeah. So I know who
Zag
it is.
Toys.
Yeah. I'm like, oh well. Now I know who it is,
yeah.
But it's weird that I got the product before I got a follow-up email saying, hey, you just got some product. I did.
That was just a ridiculous series of events that day, because you posted that picture and was like, does anybody know anything about this? Because this box just randomly showed up, and I don't know what this is. And my response was, ha, welcome to my world. That happens to me every day. Not every day, but it happens to me a lot, where just random things show up, and I don't know why.
Right.
Or who sent them to me.
Yes.
They just show up because I review things, and people just expect me to do that sometimes.
Yes.
And then later that day, I go home and found the exact same box on my porch. And I was like, oh, good. It's not just Jason. It's
me
too. Yeah. So that was kind of funny. No, it just happens sometimes. And that's part of the problem is that I have a business address that's public. You know, so a lot of people, if they just do a little bit digging,
they can find my
business address, and then they send things to me. But I do have a disclaimer out there that says I can't guarantee I'm going to review everything that's sent to me. Because it's at that point. I mean, I have to pick and choose.
Well,
it's crazy.
Right.
I wish I could do everything for everybody, but it's not possible. It's too much.
I still stand by my statement. You're the hardest working man in toy reviews, period.
Thanks.
There's no one that works harder than you.
Yeah, I would second that, frankly.
And that's not just because you're our friend. That's just because...
No, that's just
seriously,
the truth.
That's the truth.
There's a lot of hard-working dudes out there.
There are. There are.
I'm not the only one.
No, but in our neck of the woods, it's like there's no one better.
Well,
I don't know about better, but definitely hard-working.
Definitely not better.
Oh. The puppet's better.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Certainly not the YouTube comments or any indication.
That's true. Although I don't think we've discussed with you, we'll discuss later, but we have some stuff for you to do in this year's Puppet Duvall's Christmas Spectacular.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I get to make an appearance again.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Oh, it's going to set the backstory of why you and the puppet don't like each other.
Yes. Oh, cool. Yeah. I like it.
It's pretty epic.
And then Bigfoot's the ghost of Christmas present. Don't forget.
Yes, Bigfoot is the ghost of Christmas present.
Oh, Bigfoot's my favorite.
We've been finding a lot of Bigfoot related products lately.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
It's a thing now.
It is a thing.
He's the best character ever created.
I would agree with that, actually, because that is my favorite thing.
The best character ever created just on the fly.
Yes. The greatest accidental character creation ever, who became an instant fan favorite. Hey, kids. Oh, my goodness. So, some of this stuff Danny may have seen at San Diego Comic-Con, and some of it, I'm not sure if you saw at Toy Fair, but all of it so far is new to me.
Okay.
The fact that Funko announced they're doing some new My Little Pony Pop vinyl figures and new Mystery Minis.
Uh-huh.
Mystery Minis are new for them, because usually the Mystery Minis are through Hasbro themselves.
This is actually the second series, I think, of Mystery Minis, because we have... Christina has unboxed the first series already. And the thing that has or that Funko does different with their Mystery Minis is the ponies are, like, black. And then there's, like, colors on them. Like,
gotcha.
If you look at the picture, some of them are normal colored, and they do that, but, like...
Like Apple Bottom.
The majority of them, see, like, the ponies are, like, black. That's, like, how they do them. Like, look at Cheese Sandwich. He's, like, black.
Oh, why is Cheese Sandwich gonna be black?
Well, that's just... I don't know if that... That's kind of their thing. I don't know why they do it that way, but, like, most of the ponies in their Mystery Miniseries is... They're black, and then they've just got the colors on them, and it's a cool look. But I don't know if that has something to do with Hasbro...
Doing the same style.
Doing the same kind of thing and blocking them. I don't know.
Gotcha.
But it's kind of cool. I was really happy to see Cheese Sandwich in there, though.
Cheese Sandwich is in there. Maud's in there. Apple Bottom's in there. Spike.
We will...
Princess Candace.
Definitely be getting this case to... Chris. We get almost every Mystery Minis case and do unboxing videos. I was pretty excited about Cheese Sandwich. I've already got the Hasbro version, so now I get that one too. Any Weird Al toys I can get is
which
better,
which they are few and far between. But
I know
there
I got
the,
I got the NECA Simpsons one too.
I got him.
Yeah, that was kind of a must have. Yeah.
Do you have Retgar?
I don't have Retgar.
Animated Retgar.
Yeah, I know. I've
I am garbage.
Uh huh. Yeah, I should get him. Put him with my little Weird Al display.
There you go. Yeah, but some cool stuff coming from Funko with My Little Pony. And then moving on to some Master stuff, something you can probably talk in great deal about, is the PowerCon ticket sales and the exclusive info for the Masters Universe PowerCon were revealed for the Classics exclusives.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, because that'll be taking place in L.A. next year on June 4th and 5th.
Yep, be in Torrance, California. It's at the same place that we've had it the last two times, which is a really, really great hotel and conference center. I mean, that place is awesome. So anybody that's been out there, they know it's a great place for this. I'm really excited that this is coming back.
Yeah, and it's very cool, too. Tickets go on sale August 15th at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And that'll be for the tickets for the convention and the pre-orders for the exclusives.
Yep.
And, of course, the three pre-orders, the three exclusives figures from that are the Camo Con, which is the Classics version of the legendary Argentinian.
Yes, yes. It's one of those really weird... vintage figures that was like an Argentinian figure, so it's really super rare, but he's one of the more notable of those. Really, there were several weird hodgepodge and repaints and stuff from Argentina and stuff.
Yeah,
he's one of the more notable ones. So
especially
I'm really
since
happy.
he's got two claw arms.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's how the vintage one was too.
Yeah.
He had the claws
instead of the hands
like Cobra Khan. Yep.
And Skeletor feet. Cobra Khan didn't have Skeletor feet.
Yeah, those are the same feet. Those feet actually debuted with Cobra Khan in the Classics line.
I gotcha.
Those are the more classic looking Skeletor feet. Yeah,
gotcha.
Cool.
The red mini comic Beastman.
Yep. Which is from his first appearance in the mini comics, where he was just straight red. Yep.
That was the mini comic that came with the first He-Man Skeletor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. The original mini comic. Yep.
And then the green mini comic Granamir.
Yep.
Which
yep.
is kind of a big deal.
Yeah, it is, because that's... Granamir is a character who... He's one of the few characters who appeared in both the original mini comics and the Filmation series.
Yes.
And his design was exactly the same in both, with the exception of his color.
Colors.
So you always have those people who prefer the mini comics over the cartoon, who always wanted to get the green Granamir. And Mattel made the right choice by doing the red version in the main line, because that's the more... notable version, I think. More people remember Red Grandemere. So, Green Grandemere as an exclusive is just perfect. Right. I think that's fantastic.
Right.
I'm pretty excited because these are... I remember discussing ideas for exclusives a long time ago, and these are the exact three that I was like, these would be perfect exclusives. I pushed for Camo Con hard. So I'm really glad to see that. I was so happy when I found out that this was going to be the exclusive.
And he's a great design, too. He's always... I thought, you know, always thought he was kind of a cool cool thing.
Absolutely.
Some great Star Wars news for all the Star Wars fans, two of which are in this room. The fact that the new limited edition individual Blu-ray Steelbooks will be November 10th, and from what I understand is that the original trilogy will be the actual original original footage trilogy.
No. There is no difference about these releases other than the fact that they're in steelbooks.
This is what was supposed to have happened, though, was that these releases were supposed to be the original trilogy, the actual original versions of the trilogy.
I wish. I'm still hoping that they do that eventually.
Disney said they have it.
I mean, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine them leaving money on the table.
Exactly.
Like that.
Disney's got to do it at some point, but they're not yet, it appears. The only difference with these is that they're in steelbooks now. And can I also say, it's really weird to me how the cover of all these steelbooks is villains, except for the Attack of the Clones box, which has Yoda.
Yeah.
What's up with that? That's really weird. It's a weird design.
There's an argument that Yoda is a villain.
Really?
Yeah. Some people say that the Jedi were kind of bad guys.
Oh, well, now Disney just confirmed it, so he's a bad guy.
And, you know, Anakin was like, from my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
Oh, yeah.
That classic Lucas dialogue.
That's true.
Will be sorely, sorely missed come December.
You know, each single disc Blu-ray will include existing audio commentary with George Lucas.
Yeah, I think the press release even says that it's all existing footage. Like, there's nothing new on these.
That's
the same things, except they're in steelbooks now. So
with a different hat.
Well, steelbooks are a big thing right now.
They're
huge. People go out of their way.
I've never heard of them.
To Best Buy or Target to buy the steelbooks.
I've never heard of it until today.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
I've seen the pictures of those, but I didn't know they were in steelbooks.
I'm not going to bother. I've got my Blu-ray set. I'm good. I probably won't be buying another Star Wars set until they release the original trilogy.
Yes.
Yep.
Hot Toys finally showed off Quicksilver after showing him off, I don't know, several times now and never revealing any information on him.
I didn't see that coming.
Good job. Good job, dude.
Took
Dave a minute. He got it, too.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
It has been. Quicksilver was shown and...
It's not Quicksilver.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
The costume design was not the best in that
movie. No, not in that movie it wasn't.
Well,
but
I think it's just because he never really got to superhero status.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, it was like, just like a guy's outfit.
Yeah, it was just his outfit. Like, if he would have had the opportunity to become an Avenger, I would imagine
like,
that
kind of like
next...
Scarlet Witch at the end had a different outfit. Yeah, I get you.
Kind of a bummer. We'll not get to see that.
No. Yeah. But Quicksilver will be joining your Hot Toys Avengers collection.
Sure.
Later this year, it looks like. Yep. Body point, 8 pieces of interchangeable palms. Pair of fists, pair of relaxed palms, pair of open palms, pair of gesturing palms.
So many parts.
A lot of palms, dude.
They're amazing toys.
They're hot toys.
They're hot toys. I mean, and, you know, again, like... As much as, you know, the costume design itself was kind of as we just said, it looks fantastic for what it is. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they always look fantastic.
Plus, if you're already collecting all the others.
Why
wouldn't you get Quicksilver?
Dude, I'm just waiting for them to do the crummy 5 points of articulation 4-inch one.
I'm like,
just give it to me. I will buy it.
Yes. Yeah. I will take it. And they also announced some upgrades to their 1/6 scale Hulkbuster.
Look at that.
Because that needed more stuff.
Right? Adding additional neck armor parts, battle damage chest armor, and more, it looks like. The Iron Man Hulkbuster collectible figure will now also include two additional interchangeable neck armor parts to give fans more options to display the Hulkbuster in different stages of it suiting up. on interchangeable battle damage chest armor plate, enhanced arm articulations, upgraded articulations on the legs with new armor parts linkage designs, and improved feet articulation.
Now, did the cost go up?
No. Fans who have pre-ordered this collectible figure will be able to enjoy all these upgrades. And for those of you that haven't, they will be available on the actual production. No, the price didn't go up. It's still
$800. It's still only $800.
Yeah.
Still only the cost of my water heater.
Yeah. $800.
Mattress.
Which is pretty insane. And the fact that there's, not removable, but the fact there's a 1/6 scale Iron Man inside of the 1/6 scale Hulkbuster armor is
kind
of cool.
You kind of expect that.
Yeah.
Well, at least the little head inside.
That's true.
Actually, for Hot Toys, I expected you'd be able to open it up and put an Iron Man
and
in
put
it.
An Iron Man figure in it. Yeah. No.
To be frank,
for $800, it should should move my couch.
Yes.
Honestly,
for $800, it should heat my water.
That's true. Kid Robot announced some Mega Man Capsule Series figures, which should make Danny very happy.
Yeah, I'm really excited for these. I've been excited for these for a while. I picked up the two San Diego exclusives, which were like the large size versions of those.
Right.
They're awesome. They're so awesome.
Was somebody selling a wearable Mega Man helmet at San Diego Comic Con?
I don't know.
I thought I'd seen something, and then I could never find it again. And I thought, well, maybe Danny saw
like an actual helmet.
Yeah, like an actual wearable Mega Man helmet.
I've not seen that. I've seen the arm cannon that's coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know about the helmet.
Yeah. I had seen little snippets, and then could never find the stories again. So I'm like, was it a real thing or not?
I'm probably going to pick up a case of these.
Just so you can get them all.
I want to do, like, yeah, I'll do the unboxing thing with them and try to get the whole collection. Because I'm a huge Mega Man fan, and that's one of those lines where, or one of those franchises that doesn't get enough toys, and when they do get toys, they only make the same two characters over and over again, being Mega Man and Proto Man.
Well, except,
or Mega Man X and Zero, if we're talking the X games.
What was the 90s, who made the 90s toys?
Bandai
did those, right?
Bandai did a line based on the cartoon, which had a bunch of villains, which was nice. And the only thing we've really had comparable to that is Jazzwares did that line of retro Rotos, which were like the 5-inch scale Rotocast figures, were actually really cool. And they did a bunch of villains in that.
Because they all came with a piece of Proto Man, right?
They came with a piece of like a metallic blue Mega Man.
Yeah, okay.
And those were cool for what they were. They were just very, I mean, basic 4 points of articulation, 5 points of articulation Rotocast guys.
Right, right.
But you just don't see the Robot Masters made as toys enough. I don't understand why.
Or Dr. Light. I don't think we've heard about Dr.
Light and Wily are both in this series. I mean, they're such great designs, and with, you know, 6 games on the Nintendo, there's so many robots to choose from.
Yeah.
I don't know why somebody hasn't, like, gone all in and just made this whole all-encompassing line of villains. Nobody's done it, ever.
That's a good question.
It's so weird.
Yeah, but they always shortchange the villains. I mean,
they do.
Almost every toy line. I mean, I'm watching in my DVD thing, Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
And I remember when that toy line was out, I always used to joke about how, you know, Gotham City was just Batman on Batman violence, because there'd be one villain and then 5 Batman.
The Bat variants. Yep, I know.
So, I mean, it's just a common.
Which is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Our buddies over at Marauder Task Force.
Yep.
Revealed their next Kickstarter, which is the Marauder Task Force Valkyrie.
It's already funded.
Yeah, it's already funded, and it just went up live yesterday. On Monday, right?
No, yes.
Or Tuesday.
Yesterday.
On Tuesday.
I'm pretty sure.
This is their second successful...
No, Monday. It was late Monday night because they were coming back from New Jersey.
I got you. So the Marauder Task Force Valkyrie's 1/18 scale female figures, much in the same vein as their original Marauder Task Force figures. This one happens to be, of course, all female versions.
One of the stretch goals is a guy, I think.
Oh, okay. But these are girls to add to your Marauders Task Force with the same interchangeable armor, helmets, vests, webbing, and all that stuff that the Marauder Task Force actually actually had. I have to ask Dave. Dave, did you...
All in.
Yep.
There's a couple different levels of all in, but I got the one that gives you one of everything and each stretch goal.
Gotcha.
So...
Well, like this one, the Desert Ops, she actually has a backpack hydration system, like a camel pack.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
There's a Joe. Joes have a camel pack.
Do they?
Yeah, one of them does. Doesn't fit on anybody, but they've got one.
I gotcha. But, the Marauders were great figures in the fast.
They were great. That's the thing, is I did not... That was one that I didn't go all in on. Because I was saving myself for the
boss fight
stuff. And so, like, I actually spent almost as much getting all the stuff that I didn't get from the Kickstarter.
Right.
Like, buying it off their website after the fact. So I'm just like, this time, it's like, why not
just do it up front?
Just do it up front.
You know you're going to want it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't know at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. But you know now, so it makes sense.
And also, at the time, I'm like, oh, they're military guys, and I have G.I. Joes, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You get them, and like, these are so amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah, they were amazing figures. So.
They were great.
Oh, yep, there's the...
there's dude.
The 12th stretch goal was the Steadicam Gunner action
figure. Dude McGuy.
Dude McGuy.
Yeah, Dude McGuy. God, are all these stretch goals, well, they're not funded yet, but...
No, oh no, I don't think so. I think they just hit their thing today.
Yeah. A lot of stretch goals on this one.
Yeah, well,
they'll probably hit them.
Yeah, I think they're anticipating.
Again, Marauders boss fight is behind the sculpts on these figures.
Helped out with them, yeah.
They helped out with them. So, boss fight getting a ton more love this time around.
They always get.
Let me rephrase that. Getting more love.
Marauder was always pretty good with. There's only one particular company that's sort of stingy with.
That's true. But
giving credit where credit due, because I know that they also helped with IM Elemental too.
Yes, they did.
And they're gonna someday they'll do the Eagle Force thing.
Eagle Force is coming up next eventually here.
Hopefully.
As of this recording, the 215 backers, they're $39,138 over their, you know, their pledged goal was $34,000, so they still got 40 days to go. So,
yeah,
Marauders is gonna get up there, and you know, we talk about the girl soldier figures, and the fact that the Lantern Corps, the Corps Elite figures
are so cool. I just saw those at Walmart.
Walmart, and only at Walmart, are three packs of the called Triple Threat. And Lantern has released a bunch of figures, and the two of the three packs have females in them.
Yeah, they're the same mold, but they're just painted different.
They are just painted different, but they're still... the one I'm holding in my hand is very much a Dreadnought.
The other one's Dreadnought-y, too.
Yeah, she's kind of Dreadnought-y. She's kind of more Scarlet.
Yeah, she is. She's a little more kind of Scarlet-looking.
Yeah.
I love the hair, though.
Yeah.
They're super rad. Yeah, I love them.
Oh, I know. I know they're doing like mech suits for this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's like some kind of big bomber plane.
Oh, that's cool. I saw
amazing.
Yeah, I saw the three packs. I saw the mech suits, too.
Where were the mech suits at? Which Walmart?
It was the North End Walmart.
Okay.
No.
Looks like one out by me.
This one out by me, then.
Yeah. So that's where you got these from.
Yeah, that's where I got those. Maybe Dave will be making a run to the North End Walmart after recording.
I saw them over the weekend. I almost bought those just for the chick figures.
Yeah.
Even though I don't really collect that scale or anything, I just thought they were so cool looking.
Yeah. Well, he sent me a text like, "Hey, you want these?" I'm like, "Yes."
Yeah.
Dave's cool. Like, "Yes, buy them,
please."
Lantern's been doing a really good job of their core figures lately. They've kind of been.
They switched to a new style, which I was not a big fan of. Away from like the originally they were kind of like classic Joes.
They were O-ring style kind of.
I love the original ones.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of those.
Yeah,
and then they switched over to this new sculpt, and it seems like now they're kind of dialing it in and getting it a little more right.
Right.
Yeah. There was like a real rough patch there, but yeah, they're stepping up their game. Chap May is stepping up their game.
Chap May is amazing.
Oh, all that stuff.
Oh my God.
That's like that Bigfoot set I got.
Yeah.
The big temple thing.
I saw your temple today. Yeah.
That's all Chap May.
So cool.
I look at that stuff every time I go into Toys R Us.
I do too.
I always think it's cool. I just don't have anywhere to put that kind of stuff. But I'm always just like, man, this stuff is amazing.
Yeah, that stuff's it's pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
They've been stepping up their game a lot. And Chap May, you know, you start to see a lot more collectors come out and go,
the Joe guys are really
have always
kind of
been
chatting.
Yeah.
Well, they, yeah, but now they're really getting into it.
Yeah,
because it's, you know, kind of like not the only game in town, but you know, for vehicles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they've got like a new bridge layer thing.
Oh yeah,
they've got a new hovercraft.
Oh, nice.
I mean, they're really like making a move on. Okay, you can buy your Joe figures, and we'll give you the vehicles.
Yes, we'll give you the vehicles.
There's
smart
some new
move.
Truck that kind of looks like the Coyote from Renegades. So now everybody's like, hey, you're going to customize this to be the Coyote?
Nice.
So that's going to sell pretty good.
Nice.
That Cobra Temple, obviously.
The Cobra Temple.
Because the cool thing is it's got that head that kind of looks like the Gungan Sacred Place.
Yeah.
So, and of course, Indiana Jones guys. I mean, it's like, yeah, that I was like, I've been searching for that almost as hardcore as the Joes.
It's very cool.
Very happy with it.
Did you guys get to see the Deadpool trailer that went
I did.
Up? Yeah.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it's the same trailer that leaked from
Comic-Con.
Okay,
well, Comic-Con. I didn't see the leaked version.
Yeah, but now you get to watch it.
Now you get to watch it for real in high def and all its glory. I like the fact that people were getting angry yesterday. They're like, where's the trailer? It's supposed to be on. And people were like, it's debuting on Conan. It's not going to be online any sooner than when Conan airs tonight. And they actually made Conan TV MA for that because they aired the Red Band trailer last night on TBS.
Yep, they did. I caught it. I just happened to catch it by mistake. Like, we were watching something on DVR, and when I turned it off, it happened to be on TBS, and they were just getting ready to start it. And I was like, awesome! So we watched it. It was cool. They totally did play the Red Band trailer, but they bleeped out all the curse words.
They bleeped out all the curse words.
But, like, there was still a lot of stuff in there that you wouldn't normally see on, you know, a regular broadcast of Conan.
What?
Good trailer.
Fox has done a good job with that, and it's funny, too, because they did a teaser to the trailer with Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool, with him narrating, and, you know, it's black, and you hear a narrator, and it's like, from the studio that several years ago inexplicably, you know, sewed his beeping mouth shut, and I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. So it was, that was a lot of fun to see. That was a lot of fun. And then something that happened this last week that's not really toy related that was kind of rough was the sudden loss of Rowdy Piper.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, at 61 of a heart attack, is especially after he'd been fighting and been cancer free for a number of years now,
mm-hmm.
and then just for a sudden heart attack to, you know, just like that. And, that was rough. And I know you had posted something about it saying that, you know, he really inspired you as a heel in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of us that played a heel pulled off of Rowdy in some way, because
he is just he's the best bad guy.
Yeah,
he's Piper was like the ultimate bad guy,
the quintessential. Like, it was him and Flair throughout. You know, they always, you know, they've been friends, but Flair had always said they had this rivalry to see who could be the better heel.
Yeah,
through the long run, and I think Rowdy really came through and was the quintessential bad guy.
I mean, he played the right wrestling bad guy, because he was always he always did the job the way he was supposed to do it.
Yes,
his job was to make you want to see the guy he was fighting beat him.
Yes,
you know, like that was his goal, and he always pulled that off successfully. Yeah. And I mean, that's just something that is so missing from wrestling these days, is a Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
like That's just the way a heel should be, you know? Look at that guy. I mean, he's one of those guys who is on the level of somebody like a Hulk Hogan in the sense that everybody knows who he is.
Yes.
You don't have to be a wrestling fan to know who Rowdy Piper
right.
is. Like, he is a name in the business. Yet, he was never the champion.
No.
Rowdy Piper was never a champion, because that wasn't what he was there to do.
His job.
He was there to make you love Hulk Hogan
yep.
and stuff like that.
Yep.
I mean, he was just the king of what he did. He was awesome.
I don't think Piper ever had a title, did he?
No.
Did he have the...
He
fought Goldust for the Intercontinental. He had the Intercontinental,
right?
He had
the Intercontinental, and because Bret Hart beat him for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania, which was like Bret Hart's like career-making match.
Yeah.
Like that match is what made people start caring about
Bret Hart, right.
was when he wrestled Piper at that Mania. But yeah, no, he never had the main title.
Yeah.
Never.
Never needed it, really.
Never needed it.
Nope.
He didn't need
it.
You know? That's not what... He was there to get those other guys over.
Right.
He was there to, you know, put over the Hulk Hogans of the company. So, man. He's going to be missed. He was
super sad.
Super good guy, you know, by all accounts.
Yeah.
He was always just a great guy, very happy person. 61 is so young.
It is.
And I know that he led a really wild lifestyle, like all those guys did back then.
Oh,
and you
God,
know
yes.
that took a toll on his body.
Yeah.
And that's why all these guys are dying of heart attacks and stuff now, which is so sad. But 61 is young. So he's
like,
going to be missed for sure.
Just kind of as shocking as when we lost Eddie Guerrero years ago to a heart attack.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody who'd cleaned up his life, but
it was too late.
It was just too late. His body just gave out eventually.
That's sucks. Yeah,
it's rough.
Gosh,
stuff.
We just lost Dusty.
We
not
just
too
lost.
Long
yeah,
ago.
We just lost American Dream, and that was all from him falling. And it's just like, oh my God.
You know, and then Hulkamania just died.
Yeah,
I was gonna there was a meme going around.
Yeah,
from the line from Dark Knight where it's like, you either die a hero, and it's got all the guys that have passed away, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
It's Hogan.
Yeah. Gosh,
yeah,
man.
I mean, it's 80s wrestling is really taking a hit right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, like you said, we lost Dusty, we lost Piper. Hogan is scrubbed from everything WWE. Like, he's not in the Hall of Fame anymore. They scrubbed him.
It's going to be a long... I think eventually he'll get back into all that stuff, but it's going
to
be a
while. He would almost have to... I can't imagine they did it in the first place, but I can't imagine they keep him out.
Well, and you know, it's not really one of those things. I don't think they're... They're not trying to Chris Benoit him.
No.
They're not erasing him from history.
Right.
They just had to let him go from the company and disassociate themselves with him because it's all they could do.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a bad situation, and they don't need to be affiliated with
very,
it.
Very, very bad
and,
situation.
I mean, even though they did let him go, I mean, I don't know if you saw the press releases and stuff, but WWE still took like a $50 million hit
yeah.
because of that whole
yeah.
thing, even though they did let him go.
Yeah.
They still lost advertising dollars that all these people pulled out, you know, as stocks. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
I mean, the problem is people associate Hogan and WWE as one thing.
Was one thing.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
it's one entity, and
yeah,
it's not.
And Hogan really caused some damage.
It's I mean, not.
He's got. He's, it's going to take him a while, but
yeah.
I think he'll turn it around eventually.
I think
but
so.
It's, you know, time. Anytime.
Yeah.
He's got some...
My gosh,
he's paying
man.
For some mistakes. I mean, that's just yeah. the way it goes. You got to pay for your mistakes.
It's just unreal all at the same time. It's
yeah.
just hit after hit after hit.
It's nuts.
Oh, my goodness. What do you say we answer some fan questions?
All right.
Because we've got some fan questions. Samuel Murdoch wants me to ask you about San Diego Comic-Con and Maddie reveals. What about San Diego Comic Con Matter Reveals, Daniel?
What specific... like, what are they? Because I got to tell you, I put all these videos online that kind of details everything.
Let's put it this. I watched you have your busiest year at San Diego Comic Con, and you're not even done putting up San Diego Comic Con
no,
videos, are you?
I am. I'm done.
Are you done now?
Well, I think I have a couple exclusives that I still have to review, but the majority of the stuff is done now.
Yeah.
It's up. I think I more than doubled my coverage this year from previous
yes,
years.
And you still miss stuff.
And I still miss stuff.
Yeah.
It's impossible to do it all, especially by yourself.
Right. Well, you didn't even... Usually, Val Staples is there to help, too.
Well, Val... Yeah, and he
And
he
Val
wasn't
couldn't
there.
Make it this year.
He did go, but he was only there for like a day and a half.
Right.
Basically, he was there long enough to do the power party.
Right.
And be for the Maddie panel and all that stuff.
Right, right.
He couldn't make it for the whole event. Christina was there helping me, like
yeah.
always, and she's a massive help. But, I mean, it's just me and her, and it's hard to get everywhere you need to go when it's just the two of us, but...
Plus, through that crowd.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's so nuts. I don't even know how it happens, but I feel like every year it's busier than the last still. Like, every time I'm just like, how are there more people in here than there were last year?
I don't know.
It's nuts.
And it's not like, you know, not like they've raised their cap at all. It's been capped. The attendance has been capped for years now.
It's so bonkers. It's crazy.
But it seemed like it was a good San Diego Comic Con. Busy, it was tiring.
It was good, though. Yeah, I do. I put something up about it. Like, I definitely felt more accomplished after this year, which is a good feeling, because last year I seriously felt like I got nothing done, just because it was so crazy. So I had a little bit of a better handle on it this year, and there was a lot of stuff happening this year. Like, I felt like a lot more of these toy companies kind of brought their game to this show, because there was a lot of big news
items. Right, yeah.
coming out of this show. I guess especially for a lot of the things that I follow specifically, you know.
Turtles,
I mean,
Masters.
I mean, yeah, you had a bunch of stuff like, yeah, the Masters stuff was huge news. The Thundercats reveal was huge news.
Yep.
You know, Mondo coming out and showing off Turtles and announcing, you know, the 12-inch scale Masters line that they're doing and showing off the Mad Balls that they're doing.
Yep.
And, you know, just cool stuff like that is always what, like, is really fun to see at Comic-Con.
Yeah,
because... That's what I like about it the most, is when you actually get legitimately surprised about things. It's kind of, it makes it a little bit more fun.
Hey, remember back in the days we used to get excited about Shocker Toys revealing stuff?
No.
Oh, no, I don't even.
You mean JBJR now?
Yeah, JBJR now.
Yeah, there's a whole story behind that.
Hey, aren't you still owed money in a figure? Yeah, yeah.
Well, they...
From like 5 years ago.
They're still talking. They might try to make it someday.
Oh, good. Are they gonna? Are they?
Well, the guy left and he started JBJR.
Yeah.
And he sued Shocker. he got the rights to the molds, and then the factory in China basically said, "Give us money, or you'll never see your molds again." So he ran a Kickstarter to get the money to get the molds. And the factory didn't deliver the molds, and now they're trying to cut new molds
in
a different factory.
Neat.
Always a story with
that
guy.
Yeah, boy, isn't it? Good times.
Yep.
Hey, Floorburger.
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 That's a good name.
You like Floorburger? Yeah. He earned that name.
He did.
He earned that name hard. Josh Flood says, you each get an action figure made of you. What's the scale? What company makes it? What accessories or action fractures would you come with? He actually spelled fractures there. I just want to point that out. Would there be variants, and how much would you sell for?
Ooh. Huh. That's a tough question.
Really, I think it would be easy for you.
Well, I guess I'm trying to think, like, specifically, like, what company I'd like to see make my toy.
I would
put myself in probably the 6-inch scale, just because that's my preferred scale.
Man.
I
want a ragdoll of you with a plastic head and a pull string that says, "Hey, guys!"
Like Pee Wee Herman?
Yes!
That'd be cool.
Come on, that's awesome!
I mean, it would be kind of cool to do, like, I guess it would be kind of fun to do the 5.5-inch muscular figure, like vintage.
Yeah, I was gonna say, vintage or classic.
That would be cool. But also, it might be kind of sweet to get NECA Toys to do like a sweet, like, six-inch figure of me with like a ton of awesome accessories.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like
the video camera. And a little light studio and some package toys.
That's what needs to happen.
That'd be awesome.
That would be the proper representation of Pixel Dan, and then like the 5.5-inch muscular one would be like the fantasy Pixel
one.
Dan. Yeah.
And then you have my ragdoll. Hey guys,
and that's what Jason wants apparently. Yeah. So that's we'll get one of those made for him.
I want to sleep with it.
Okay.
Wait, what? No. Hold on. Let's go.
And it just got weird.
Oh, what about you, Dave?
Maybe 4-inch scale, of course. That's my scale. And I want Boss Fight to do it because they're the best. And I think there'd be the regular version, which would be the blue shirt,
right?
And probably like just I don't know some kind of like the. Probably the X-Men t-shirt underneath. And that would come with Casey.
Right.
Because she's my... Because every great G.I. Joe came with an animal sidekick.
Yeah, that's true.
So
that's awesome.
And then the Comic-Con version would be the tan shirt with the
G.I. Joe.
The battle t-shirt, the famous t-shirt.
Yep.
And he'd be riding a T-Rex based on the arts of Chris Sheets.
There you go.
So that's got to be like the deluxe figure.
That's the Comic-Con exclusive.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. The Comic-Con exclusive.
That's the Comic-Con exclusive.
My variant would have... a baby in his arm and disheveled clothes and bags under his eyes.
What?
And
because Spencer wants a snack at 4 a.m.
he doesn't usually get up too early. He's good about sleeping.
Yeah, so he sleeps through the night now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sleeps good.
Yeah.
He's just very, very full of energy.
Yeah, well, much like his father.
Yeah, so he runs me ragged.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've seen the videos. His laugh is like a drug. You need to hear more of that laugh. It's like, oh my God.
He's the sweetest, happiest kid.
He really is. He really is.
Dave, I would see, like, if I had to make a figure of you, and I know that wasn't part of the question, but I would make...
Yeah, of course.
I would want to make an old Aurora, like, horror model kit, like, of you on, like, a little display base, chasing kids off your lawn with a rake,
wearing the cloak.
Wearing your bathrobe.
Are you going to sleep with that one, too?
I might. I don't know. There's a possibility. Put him in the middle. Roll over, look at him, and go, "Good night, Dave." And roll over and hug you. "Good night, Daddy."
Too far.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Yay. If I had to have a figure made of me, God, I don't know. I don't know who would make it, because I don't know anyone that would buy it.
Jason doesn't like toys.
Yeah, he's not a toy guy.
I do like toys. I do like toys.
I would say it would probably be made by Hasbro, and you would probably be on a pony body.
I would be my head on a pony body.
That's something out of the Monster Manual.
That's something Brad Rader needs to make now.
Yes, a pony body with my head.
Find a representation of my head and put it on a pony body. Scary. Yeah, I'd probably... I don't know. I'd probably be made by Hasbro and be made like the old the couple of human figures they made for My Little Pony in the original G1. So I'd have like removable hat and come with some accessories and come with a pony that I could ride.
Yeah,
because that'd be awesome.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, that's about right. Or the other version I would come with would be a poseable, you know, 6-inch version of me, like just a normal 6-inch version, and my pack and accessory would be. The white table that we use for reviews, and then a little Puppet Duvall action figure.
I was going to say, what about Puppet? Yeah, the Puppet would come with you.
With the Shadow Warrior stick that he can smack.
Yours would have to have a Puppet.
Yeah. He would have to come with me. But,
because it's Puppet Duvall, it's not Puppet Dave.
That's right. That's true. Christopher Haywood says, what's the strangest toy or item Pixel Dan has had to review, and what's his favorite item that he's reviewed?
Thanks for asking a question to hold.
There's one coming for you, too. Shut your mouth.
Whatever.
the strangest thing I've ever reviewed?
Yeah.
You did the cat paw things too, right?
Yeah,
you
did. Oh, the cat paw. Yeah, I did do the cat paws.
You did do the cat paws.
Those were weird. They were fun, though. Like, I had fun with that video.
What about the dinosaur statues you've had to review? Those
I like the dinosaur statues.
I don't know that those are weird.
It's kind of a weird oddity for you to review, though.
I mean, I review statues, though, with other companies. So it's not too far-fetched that... I like them. I've got one I still have to do.
Hmm.
And I have one that I still need to give to Dave. Hmm. I should have brought with me, but I forgot it.
I have the one that you gave me with my... it's actually one of the few things that's upstairs with my Jurassic Park stuff.
Yep. So
those are really cool statues. Yeah, they're nice. I like them. Ah, strangest thing. You know, I don't... I guess probably that cat paw would be one of the weirdest things. Or like the rabbit's fart blaster that they sent me that one time to review was kind of strange. I don't know. Like, I've never been sent something that I've just been like, this is weird and dumb. Why do I have to do this? Because that just goes back to that whole, I don't have to review anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if somebody emails me and they're like, we got this really weird thing. You want to review it? I'd probably just say no.
Right.
Like, no thanks. I appreciate it. Like, I get asked all the time for, like, app games and stuff. I turn those down
constantly.
You're like,
no,
I don't
want to
review an app game. So I'm afraid that I don't have a really like crazy answer for you. The cat paw is probably one of the weirdest things I've ever... But like in a fun way.
In a fun way.
Like I thought it was fun and I came up with like a silly idea for the video because I couldn't take that thing seriously.
Yeah, I know. You stole our... We were like... Dave was like, I had this great idea. Then we watched yours and Dave's like, well, we can't do that. Danny stole the joke.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Danny jumped on the joke. But then... Like with ours too. Ours was weird too. And then filming it, like it broke at the end, and literally just kept meowing.
Oh yeah.
And set it down and walked away from it, and then came back to it. It was still meowing.
That's super funny. Yeah. My favorite thing I've ever reviewed. That was his other part of his question.
Mm-hmm. Your
probably Castle Grayskull.
Yep.
Just because I was just legitimately happy and excited about that playset.
Yep.
I mean. And that, I've had some long reviews. That ranks up there. That's like a 40-minute epic review.
Right.
I mean, like, I went so in-depth with that thing, because there was just so many things I wanted to talk about. So, I mean, that's like a movie.
Yeah.
I made a movie to review that thing.
And then Snake Mountain will probably be next on the list.
Yeah, Snake Mountain's going to be bonkers, too.
Yeah. Is Dave ever going to bring back... The Order of Battle or his action figure webcomics?
Disorder of Battle.
And actually, Disorder of Battle.
Probably not Disorder, and I don't know about the web. I mean,
I still don't
have a computer.
I have been trying to get Dave to bring back. The house keeps falling apart. I've been trying to get Dave to bring back Disorder of Battle for 5 years now. And I keep pestering him about it, and he's like, I'm like, just do it.
Those are a lot of work.
Yeah, they are.
I understand that, you know.
And, like, half the stuff I can't do now because of copyright laws.
Yeah.
The man.
Yeah. Yes, but Dave's house is falling apart.
Yes,
Dave's house is at the moment. In small ways that are easily manageable, but still.
You hate it when the real world gets in the way of our fun.
I had to cut a hole in Dave's basement ceiling last week.
You didn't necessarily have to.
Well, I didn't. Somebody was going to. Been me that started it.
There was a leaking pipe in the basement.
Yeah. Luckily, it was easily fixable, but now I have to go drywall Dave's ceiling.
Someday.
Yeah, someday.
But it also was discovered after 5 p.m. on a Friday.
Yeah.
So technically, it was a weekend emergency call.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Which was all the money.
Which still wasn't the worst thing that happened last week.
No. And then number three, if each of you could pick one item to take home from the other two guys' toy collections, what would it be?
I feel like we've had a question like this
before. We have had a question like this before.
I'm trying to remember.
People just want to set us against each other.
I know. I'm trying to think of like what I would... Because I think this is the same answer we gave last time. We're all pretty good about buying the things that we really want.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's not a whole lot that we really covet from each other's collections, I don't think. Because we usually just go out and find it for ourselves eventually if there's something that we really want.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know.
I know Jason has some BattleTech stuff that I'm kind of envious of.
BattleTech, I've got some Arco Otherworld
stuff. And then
Arco
Otherworld stuff is stuff that I'm kind of like, because you keep getting those at auctions. I'm like, stop it.
Yes.
He's like,
stop buying those at auctions.
Don't get those.
I know Danny just got the Golden Girls playset
a
while
did.
back, and
I
I'm
did.
kind of kind of jealous of that. Did you get a Black Star Castle too?
Palace of Gems. I don't have a Black Star Castle.
I tried to send you. I sent you eBay auctions for one of those. I think, or somebody was selling one. I was like, hey, are you interested?
I don't think the Black Star Castle. Well, I did get the Golden Girl Palace of Gems. I haven't opened it yet, but it's in the box. It's sealed.
Yeah, it's sealed.
I got a great deal on it.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited. I don't know where I'm going to put it.
Yeah,
I'll find a spot because that'll go somewhere with my Master Z section.
Because that's a hard place to find.
I had never seen it before.
Yeah, that's a hard one to track down.
I got a really good deal on it. Gosh, why do we got to see? Look how hard we got to think about this question.
Dave's collection. I was just down there for like 4 hours one night a couple months ago, too, and I couldn't tell you.
A month ago.
A month ago, yeah. I don't know about Dave's. Dave's got so much stuff, but
that's my defensive mechanism. You guys are standing there going, "What do I take? What do I take?"
Probably the Dino Riders.
No,
I would probably gravitate more towards any of your vintage Star Wars items.
Yeah,
because I don't have vintage Star Wars toys, and that's one of those collections that I always want to start, but I don't know where to start.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's
hard. It's hard to dive into that one. So if it was one of those things I could just walk in and grab, I'd probably go for vintage Star Wars. Like Death Star playset would be awesome to have. And just any of that stuff. Because I love that toy line. I just don't have very much of
it.
I've got a couple things, and that's it.
That would be that'd be cool. I don't know if there's really anything in my collection that you would gravitate toward. I mean, I've got some cool stuff down there, but most of, like, you've got the RoboCop stuff you want, and you've
got... Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, most of your collection is that weird, obscure 90s stuff.
That's true.
That hard to get a hold of, the things that I really want, I could just get, usually.
I had Dr. Hyde for a while, and then I ended up finding you an auction, and you ended up getting one.
Yeah.
So, that might have been the piece that you were like, I really want that, but now you have one.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. You got some cool things, but there's nothing that, like, I don't know, maybe that Rambo playset?
The Savage Strike Headquarters? Yes.
Yeah, because that's cool, and I would display that if I had the space for it, and I like that toy line a lot. I just don't have... I've only got, like, a few things from that toy line that I really like. I didn't buy, like, that whole line. So, I don't know. That's probably one of the things I take. Or that weird little Body Wars thing you have downstairs.
Body Wars playset?
That's a cool line.
Yeah. Eric Christian McGee... Oh, hold on. Let's see. I missed Alex. I don't want to miss Alex. Alex Pasquale says, "Hey guys, been a while since I chimed in. Hope all is well. Any anomalies in your collection? Don't necessarily need to be obscure or rare, but maybe just something generally not on your radar or typical interest that ended up in your possession."
Oh, we probably got to all have stuff like that.
The Body Wars stuff is mine. Chad Plouf sent those to me, and I never would have thought to find those. And I'm like, oh, these are kind of cool.
They are cool.
Yeah.
Those are really, really cool.
Problem with my collection is everything starts out as an anomaly and then it grows.
Yeah.
Like the mass stuff
is all anomalies.
The mass stuff started out. My mass collection started out as I've got a couple figures and then it's grown into now I bought like 10 vehicles. Yeah, apparently not.
What about when I went to King County and just bought the whole Congo line just because I could?
Because it was $40?
Yeah. I mean, like that's probably some of the weirdest stuff that I have, you know. Like every now and then I'll be at a toy show and I'll go, like I just bought those what were those Toy Biz Kevin Sorbo figures that I just bought?
Oh, Hercules? The Hercules figure?
But not the Hercules figures. The
that movie,
Kroll.
Oh, Kroll. Yeah.
I bought the whole Kroll line because it was only 3 figures.
I didn't know there was one.
There's 3 figures, and they're actually very cool figures. They're very 90s Toy Biz.
Yeah,
right.
But they come with awesome accessories. I found all three, because they only did 3 figures for that line, and somebody at King County last time had them all 3 carded, and they were $5 a piece, and I was just like, I want these. I don't even know why, but I want these, and I bought them. So, like, I come home from toy shows with things that I never set out to get. And then I bring them home, and I'm just like, "What? Why did I buy this again? I mean, it's cool, but did I need this? I mean, whatever.
What did I do?
That happens a lot.
I don't know, Dave, do you have any anomalies? Like, really?
I mean, I've got a few.
Your stuff is always so, like, laser-focused.
My problem is, even the anomalies fit in with a theme. Like, yeah. I've got the Glamour Gals Ocean Queen playset.
Right.
Which is a weird, it's a girls' line, but it's a 4-inch action figure-y girls' line, and it's a huge ocean liner. I'm like, that's a cool playset.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It fits in with my Kenner stuff.
Right.
Like, I've got the Trimaran for Waterworld, which is the only Waterworld toy I have. But yeah. Again, I've got a little Kenner. The Wow Girls, which you discovered the last time you were down.
Yeah, there, yeah, yeah.
Which is a Laynard line of 4-inch girls. And it was sold in the girls' aisle. You know, and they had like Animal Vet Girl. They had Camera Woman.
Yeah.
They had a skater. They actually had a VW, the new VW Bug at the time.
Oh, wow.
They got a car for that.
That's kind
of
cool.
And I remember I got that because one of the girls looks like, if you remember from episode one, the commercials they had, the tie-ins, they had Pizza Hut Girl.
Yeah.
They have a figure that looks like Pizza Hut Girl.
Oh.
Remember, it was the Colonel, it was the Chihuahua, and it was Pizza Hut Girl.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is cool.
That's funny. Oh, my goodness. What, Eric Christian McGee says, will Masters Universe Classics fans ever be happy?
No.
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 No. We've discussed that at length many times. Joe fans will never be happy. Transformers fans will never be happy. Star Wars fans will never be happy.
Insert property name here.
We'll never be
happy. We'll never be happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes. Ryan Lanston says, does Danny plan on doing Thundercats Classics review?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yes, yes.
Danny's bread and butter keeps going, people.
Look, I came home from Comic-Con and threw all my Bandai Thundercats in the garbage.
Yay!
Because now...
Yay, I could hug you right now.
I didn't really throw them in the garbage.
No, but that's the greatest statement ever.
But they are no longer on display.
They are down.
I have my LJN vintage ones. I will keep my Bandai ones because, well, I'll take that. I take
cautionary
that back.
Cautionary example.
I take that back. I am keeping the new cartoon 6-inch figures on display because
right.
I don't think we'll ever see toys of those
no.
again. And I like those.
Yeah, those were.
I didn't
well.
Like their classics at
no.
all.
It's 6-inch. It's 5-inch.
I will keep the ones I have for comparison time.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yes.
But yes, I will definitely be subscribing to Thundercats Classics, and I will be reviewing them.
Yep.
So, especially since they fit in with Masters. Holy
yes,
cow.
I know.
I'm so stoked.
Would you have ever thought 6.5, almost 7 years ago, when that line started and you started doing those reviews, that they would continue on for this long?
No. No, not
we,
even kind
we
of.
We thought it was going to be 4 years.
Yeah, how
done.
Surprised were you that they're still going, like, not even going, but going strong
yeah,
in the
very
next year?
Strong. Yeah, I know. Everybody expected 2015 to be it.
Yeah.
And then they rolled out just all this amazing stuff for 2016. Plus, they're looking at 2017 already.
Yeah.
They got stuff lined up. So, it's not going anywhere. And I didn't expect... If we're talking about from the very beginning of this line, I would have been happy if we got...
Spirit of Grayskull.
Yeah. I would have been happy if we got a couple years out of it and got, like, most of the core characters.
Right.
I probably would have been fine.
The fact that we've gotten every vintage Masters figure we will have by the end of this year.
Yeah. We've almost got them all.
Almost every vintage She-Ra figure.
Yep, almost. All the core ones that they
call
them.
All the core
them.
Ones.
I'm sure that the... But, like, just the fact that they're still finding characters to make, like...
Yeah.
They're doing those two different subscriptions next year, which are both brilliant, because they're doing that one that they're calling the Collector's Choice, where every single figure in that line is like a random obscure character that people have legitimately been demanding.
Yes.
So, like, there's not like a real sour figure in that whole bunch
no.
because they all have legitimate, like, wants. Like,
yeah.
people want those characters.
Right.
And they're being made. And then they announced that Filmation line, which... For the first time ever, we're getting toys based on that cartoon. That's just mind-blowing.
That's
like, that
cool.
Skeletor figure is the Skeletor figure I've always wanted.
Right.
Filmation Skeletor is, like, that's my Skeletor.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited. It's crazy to see that this property is still, like, thriving, you know?
Yeah.
I can't think of any other toy line from any other property that's as comparable to Classics as far as having the same... style, cohesive style
throughout
for
the run.
This long
no,
right.
with
no,
this
no,
wide
no.
array of characters
no.
that all fits in. There's never been a toy line like it, and I don't know if there ever will be again.
No.
Like, it's amazing.
All right, is it getting to the point where you have to put up a new shelf?
I don't... Yeah, I'm... My Masters... Because Masters takes up that
whole
wall in
yeah.
my collection.
Because the wall wraps
and,
around, it goes...
Yeah.
It goes... There's a part... two parts on the ends that face in, and then a whole wall.
It's like
of
Dave's
shelf.
Star Wars section. Right. Yeah. That's my master section. And yeah, I'm gonna have to do some adjustments for all the new stuff. Especially, like, I have no idea where that Snake Mountain is gonna go. That thing is a monster. If you guys could have seen that in person. Like, the pictures just don't do justice how big that thing
right.
is. And like, they're saying that it's going to be scaled down, which was always the plan.
Right.
I know people are kind of like, don't scale it down. You guys have no idea how,
the shipping for that would be astronomical.
It's ridiculously big, all right? It's totally impractical, the size it is, size it was on display at Comic-Con.
Right.
Like, you look at that thing, and you're just like, this is the size of some people's, like, living room.
Because it dwarfs...
Like, where is this going to go?
It dwarfed Castle Grayskull.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
It's massive. But, yeah, just the fact that they're doing it is... And they're trying to keep it at the same price point as Grayskull, which is... I don't know how they're going to do that, but... Yeah, it's crazy. I never. All this time, people have been asking me, "Do you think we're ever going to see Snake Mountain?" And I was always like, "No, there's no way. We're lucky that we got Grayskull. There's no way we'll see Snake Mountain." And they proved me wrong.
And then, boom! Here's Snake Mountain. It's like,
there it is.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. So,
oh,
it's pretty cool.
God. Yeah, it's pretty damn neat. Camice Clark. He says, "Hey guys, our good old Canadian friend to the north." what are your top five favorite toys that you've gotten so far this year?
Oh, let me see if I can name five. This year, okay. Let me think. This is tough. I got to try to remember everything that's come out this year.
Yeah, that's my problem. It blurs.
Is anybody ready to go now? So you think?
Three of my five are Combiner Wars Superion, Combiner Wars Minotaur.
Minotaur, really?
I like him when it's all said and done. It's still nice. And then Combiner Wars Devastator. That's three of my five.
Yeah, Devastator's pretty... Did you get Devastator?
No, but he's still pretty cool.
I'm like, wait a minute.
I got to play with him. I got to play with him. That's all that matters.
He's one of your favorites. You don't even have him?
I will someday, but
he's
that's
a weirdo.
Right.
He's a nut. I just got Old Snake, which I'm really super happy about. That's one of those, like... dream figures you never expect. I would never have imagined that I would ever get an Old Snake figure.
Yeah.
No.
You know the deal with that, right? He's Cobra Commander from Transformers.
Oh, okay.
In the third season of Transformers, which was after the movie, it took place in like the futuristic year 2005 or something. I mean, you know, but it was a future for them, for the 1980s. And there's an episode where the Decepticons want to infiltrate something. I can't even remember the episode, but they need like... what they're called replicants, which are like these things that Cobra designed to like mimic humans, like this like weird gooey thing that turns into a person.
Okay.
So they approach this guy, Old Snake, to buy the replicant technology, and it's Cobra Commander. It's Chris Latta. It's Cobra Commander, and he's like got this trench coat and his hat. You know, he's like, "Yes, I will send it to you." And at the very end, of course, their plan fails. At the very end, Old Snake goes, "Cobra!" It's just like it's Old Snake. It was Cobra Commander on Transformers.
That's cool.
And the fact that one of the heroines in the show...
One of the characters in that season was Marissa Fairborn, and the... Flint's last name is Fairborn. And the implication is she's Flint and Lady J's daughter.
Oh, cool.
So they did a figure of her, which is the first one they showed off, and she's got like a... It's a bike. They recycled the bike from G.I. Joe, but it's one of the Technobots.
Yeah, it's one of the Technobots.
And then they did Old Snake. They showed that off at JoCon. It was Old Snake, and then two. They weren't on the show, but they were like
sound. They were
drones.
Kind of,
they were Soundwave originally from one of the movies.
Yeah,
but they're done up in bat colors.
Oh,
which is
yeah.
like Old Snake.
That's cool.
Like, that's so cool. And he looks cool. So I just got him.
Plus, aren't there plans that
they're doing two
BotCon's going to do the two of the human Autobots because the Autobots. Springer, RC, and Rodimus got turned into humans.
I think it's RC and Rodimus.
RC and Rodimus,
The figures of. The Marauder figures I really loved. I think those were great.
Yeah.
Did I get... I think Elemental was it this year? I think that actually came out on time.
Yeah, it was this year.
No, that was last year, because that was like the one that actually hit their
goal. Last year.
Gotcha.
Although Warpo, I think, was this year.
Warpo was this year.
Yeah, Warpo stuff was awesome.
Warpo was early this year.
I got both my Cthulhus on order.
I think I have to put the Mezco Dark Knight Returns Batman as one of my favorite figures of the year. I was so blown away by that. Like, I had no idea that I was going to like that.
The 1/6 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 1/10 scale.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, it's just so good. And I've never been somebody that really likes soft goods or anything like that. And I'm not, you know, I don't really collect the high-end 12-inch stuff.
Right, yeah.
And so, you know, I thought it was kind of cool that they were basically essentially doing that same thing, but in the scaled-down 6-inch size.
Yeah.
I thought, I was like, that's kind of neat. I don't know if I'll care about that. But I got that Batman at the beginning of the year, and I was just... I was
blown away
yeah. by it. Because it's... The detailing is beautiful. The fabric that they use is so nice.
Right.
And it doesn't hinder any of the articulation. The articulation is so functional.
Mm.
And he comes with amazing accessories. And it's got the best cape that I have ever seen on that scale of an action
really?
Figure. Ever. I mean, the cape is awesome. It hangs so naturally. And it feels so good. And it's awesome. And so they revealed all that new 1/12 stuff.
At, yeah.
Comic-Con this year.
Yeah.
Because they're doing Space Ghost in that style,
yep.
which I'm excited about. And they're doing, like, Universal Monsters and...
And the fact that Mezco's been able to keep the price point down to an affordable...
Yeah, I mean, it's not too... For what it is, I think the price point is very fair.
Yeah, it's like $89.99, aren't they? A little more?
I think they were a little cheaper than that, even.
Okay.
They're awesome. It was awesome. So that Batman's one of my favorite Batman figures ever. The NECA Batman, was that this year?
Might have been.
I want to say...
No, I think that was last October. I thought that was fall.
You might be right.
Because it came out with the Blu-ray, and the Blu-ray was in the fall.
Okay, so that's not this year, then. That was definitely one of my favorite figures last year. My gosh, what else has come out this year? It's hard to keep track of it all.
A ton of Marvel Legends.
So many Marvel Legends, and there's been some really good ones. I just got Scarlet Spider, and I'm so... over the moon.
Those of you that don't know, Danny's a big, big Scarlet Spider mark.
I have been waiting for
since
this
Primus.
Scarlet Spider figure since that one came out that was a KB Toys exclusive from Toy Biz
yep.
back in the day.
Yep.
Where they showed us a prototype that looked a lot like this new one, but then gave us a figure with that cloth hoodie
yep.
that was the wrong color blue and stripped his belt away, and
yep.
I still love that figure and loved it at the time, but like I feel like I have finally gotten the Scarlet Spider figure I've always wanted.
It's not the Scarlet Spider you wanted, it's the one that you deserve.
Well, it's both. It's both. Wanted and deserved. Hasbro made good. Man, I'll tell you what, with that and the Spider-Man 2099 that recently got released and the Spider-Man with the slice of pizza,
yeah,
those
yeah,
are like
the
three best Spider-Man figures I have ever had.
I agree.
I mean, I'm so happy. Now if I can just get a really awesome black costume Spidey that kind of fits that same aesthetic as those.
Isn't there one coming?
There is
I
one
think
coming.
There, well, there was one in that fan poll for some reason, like they weren't going to do that anyway.
Yeah,
right.
So I
for
imagine...
the record, Angela won. Big
yeah,
shock.
Yeah,
yeah
big
Angela
shock.
Won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave called it.
I imagine that they will be doing a black suit one soon, and that will be awesome, because I feel like that will be like my four core Spider-Man figures
yeah.
that, you know, I'm a big fan of Spidey and all his costumes, and those are my favorite of his costumes.
Yeah.
So, that'd be cool. It'd be neat to see an awesome armored Spider-Man, too.
That'd be cool.
So that's one that's overdue, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's overdue for sure. We never even got that in the Toy Biz line.
Yeah, we did, but it was one of the gimmicked ones.
Yeah.
Oh, boo.
Yeah,
it was a classic.
See, and I didn't have that. Yeah. I'm gonna have to pass on the rest because there's a lot of things that I like, but I can't remember everything. So eventually, I will sit down when we get close to the end of the year, and I'll like make a list, and then I will probably do like my top 10 or top 5 of the year or something. So I'll just say look forward to that, and that'll give you a good solid answer.
Another one,
I'm unprepared for this question.
I will throw out another one that I really liked, considering as much guff as I give the reaction figures. I love the Gremlins.
The
yeah.
Gremlins are so
absolutely
good.
I absolutely love the Gremlins.
I do,
me
too.
3 days of freezing them and hitting them with a hairdryer, but I got all the joints unstuck.
Oh.
And I love them.
Yeah.
Like that's, you were talking about your dream figures. Like, scale Gremlins
yeah.
is one of those dream figures I've had since 1984.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy with those.
They're good.
My only knock on them is they didn't do, like, just a normal
Gremlin.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. They're really, really cool, though. I like those a lot. Those are my favorite.
I hope they do New Batch. I really hope they do New Batch.
That'd
New
be
Batch
sweet.
Should be fun.
I just got the NES Gremlin figure, too.
I saw that at Toys R Us today, and I almost picked it up.
Yeah. That's the one NES figure I've been, like, really, really
waiting for.
Like, yeah.
So they had a ton of them, so I'm like, yeah, get it.
He's so cool.
I know.
He's
so cool.
What are the upcoming toys in the next coming months or year that you're most looking forward to?
The next coming year? Or the upcoming months? Let's see. Well, we're getting into like the end of the year, so we should be seeing a lot of stuff hitting
stores. A lot of the new turtle stuff's already hitting.
So I just
picked
up...
The mutating turtles that turn into weapons.
I just bought those.
Yeah.
I just picked those up. I just picked up that giant new playset that turns into a big Leonardo figure.
Did you get the new pizza thrower?
I got the new pizza thrower, and my review will be online in a day.
I've
already reviewed it. The new pizza thrower, by the way, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Like, it is one of those... It's... Like, the blimp was, like, a must-buy, I feel like, in this new line.
Right.
The pizza thrower is right up there with that. The Shell Razor, the blimp, and the pizza thrower are, like, the three best must-have vehicles in this line. It functions just like the vintage one. It looks similar, but it's a whole new sculpt.
Right,
they didn't reuse any parts this time. But it's got just an amazing deco. It's painted really well. It's got cool stickers. Mm. I mean, it's so functional. And it's so satisfying still. I mean, like, it's that same gimmick from the 80s, but it's so satisfying launching those pizza discs out. I mean, yeah. If you find it, buy it. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
I'm excited to look at that big giant playset.
The new Leonardo one?
Turns into a big Leonardo, and then it unfolds into, like, a crazy sewer home thing.
Almost like the Batman Forever playset, kind of just parts and parts.
It's huge, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Muckman and... he's supposed to be showing up pretty soon. Mondo Gecko is going to be coming out. I just saw online today that people have seen in, like, Target's got it in their system, the three-pack that comes with Ice Cream Kitty, Spike, and Dr. Cluckingsworth, which I'm so excited about. It's like the sidekick pack. So, yeah, I got to get me an Ice Cream Kitty figure. I'm really excited for that. So, yeah, there is a lot of cool turtle stuff coming.
That's awesome.
And Fugitoid is coming soon.
Yeah, Fugitoid.
Yeah, some good stuff.
That's awesome. What about you, David?
I got a lot. I mean, for me, it's like a lot of stuff that I've really been looking forward to is starting to... And I got the 12-inch Cthulhus.
Yep, Cthulhus.
Very excited about those. Yeah.
I got the glow-in-the-dark one on pre-order.
I got both of them on pre-order.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Lovecraft mark.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm really someday looking forward to getting my hands on those boss fight figures.
Yep.
Really, really anticipating those. Excited about... We're getting closer. They have no more excuses. So
it's true.
Really looking forward to getting those. There's the next two waves of whatever they're calling Marvel Universe these days have a lot of characters that I'm really excited about. Emma Frost, obviously.
Yep.
I've been waiting forever for. Finally getting North Star. I really want to get... They showed off... What's his name? He's one of the Warbound. Korg. I'm really excited about the chameleon figure with the swappable head.
Yes.
Cool they're doing those in both scales. Yeah. And then just the big question mark, like, that I'm just, like, waiting to get any information on is 4-inch Star Wars.
Right.
Like, I really want to know what's coming out for Force Unleashed, Force Awakened.
I'm guessing D23 is where you're going to see all that.
I hope so, because people are already setting up planograms. People are already, like...
Yeah.
So I'm just like... Are there going to be 4-inch figures? What are they going to be like?
No, I do know there's a $179.99 Yoda figure coming out.
Yeah, I'm not getting that. Well, he's not going to be in Force Awakens. So.
Well, I know.
Is that the life-size Yoda that they're doing?
Nah, I think it's an electronic one. But I don't know what
that
is. That
seems like too much money for the life-size one they're doing.
Yeah.
Jax Pacific is doing one of those jumbo figures of Yoda, which I think is brilliant because Yoda will be like, that would be cool to have a figure that's like this big of Yoda. I fully intend to spend lots of money on Force Friday. That's one thing I'm looking forward to.
We haven't had a midnight sale since
Clone Wars.
Since Clone Wars,
there was one. I worked at that
one. You worked at that one. I was on my honeymoon for
and
that one.
Like, not nobody came to it. I mean,
no.
It was,
Danny did wear a Clone Wars.
I wore a Clone Trooper helmet through the whole thing, so I was happy.
Yeah.
I was having fun. I'm going to go to this one. I don't expect it to be crazy or chaotic. I think we're past that. No.
Yeah.
I think we're past that. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think it'll be fun still just to do it. I fully intend to buy that ridiculously huge TIE Fighter for the 6-inch figures. And I will buy all of the new 6-inch figures that are coming that night too. So I will probably drop a lot of money on Star Wars that night.
I tell you what, Hasbro showed off that 6-inch TIE Fighter and then Hot Toys went... and pooped on their parade and was like, look at ours! It's big.
Their big giant falcon?
No, oh,
that
no,
TIE Fighter.
The TIE Fighter.
Oh, yeah, I saw that at Comic-Con. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know where anybody would put that. I don't know where I'm going to put the Black Series one. But I like it, and I'm going to get it.
You will hang it from the ceiling and make it look pretty.
If I can find a way to hang it, I will. It's cool looking. I thought it was pretty neat. I don't like the soft goods on Luke Skywalker at all.
No,
no. I thought that was dumb. But I'm really excited for Ahsoka.
That might be one of the rare 6-inch ones that I get.
She looks awesome.
That looks good.
You been watching Rebels?
No, I'm gonna get caught up,
bro. You have to.
I know. I saw the trailer and I'm like, they're bringing back Rex.
I
was so excited.
So I'm a little behind on the current stuff, but I have watched all the way up through the beginning of the current stuff, you know. And now that Vader and everything is there, my gosh, dude! Like, it's just so good.
It's James Earl Jones doing Vader, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yes, and I mean, like, I don't know. This show just feels so Star Wars, and I think that's what I like
about
it.
I've heard that.
It feels like Star Wars. Like, whoever's behind it, I don't know, because they do a lot of callbacks to Clone Wars stuff, but it still feels so different.
Yeah, Dave Filoni's involved in it,
It still feels so different from Clone Wars. Like, this feels very original trilogy.
Well, Clone Wars is prequel, though. I mean, Clone Wars was at the between 2 and 3.
Yep. So, yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
Awesome.
Love it.
What I hear, I now, of course, I'm caught up in this whole... I got like 2 million DVDs.
Dave wants to watch every DVD he owns, and he's still not through the bees, and he's been doing
it for
2 months.
Still not through the Batman yet.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Gosh, I don't know if there's anything major like the upcoming toys that I'm really looking forward to this next year are the Titan War stuff. Whenever they show that stuff off for Transformers, because it's going to be Fort Max.
Yeah.
I don't know who else they can do unless they do Scorponok.
Scorponok.
Which really the two big, you know,
Scorponok I would probably break down and buy.
Yeah,
because I always thought he was cool.
But Titan Class, the fact that they, you know, tower over...
Well, they got Metroplex. I mean, they've had two Titans so far. Yeah. They had Metroplex and Devastator.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, though, I don't think there's anything really majorly that I'm is on my short list of stuff that I'm like, ooh, must have it. He says, it seems like a lot of companies did a 360 this year and are making toys we never thought would happen. Do you see this trend increasing in the months to come, or do you think they... are moving too fast in this direction that people might get burnt out?
No. I mean, I think they'll wait and see how it goes. But the response that I've seen is people just out of their minds with excitement.
Yeah.
And, you know, Danny's getting Snake Mountain.
Yeah.
I'm getting Old Snake and...
Cthulhu.
But I'm thinking just from the club. We got Billy, we got Old Snake, and we got... What's her name?
Pythona.
Which are like, you know, it's like the club basically said, look, we heard you. We know that there are all these characters that you've always wanted. We're going to make them.
Right.
So.
Thundercats is getting a second chance.
Thundercats is getting.
Nobody saw that coming. No. Like, everybody thought they were dead after that last go around, and here they come again.
My theory is Mattel probably got them cheap because of that.
Madballs is coming back.
Yep.
I mean, just a lot of weird stuff like that, too.
Yeah,
you know?
But it has a fan base.
Yeah. Yeah. And it does have a fan base. And they look awesome, too. They're. Just like the amount of detail that they're putting into those new ones, they basically made them look like the artwork on the boxes of the old ones.
Yes.
And it looks cool. I mean, it's just some of that fun stuff they're doing. Like, we're getting Masters is all of a sudden getting licensed everywhere. Like, Masters in
the universe. That was weird.
Mattel.
Like Comic Con was like Masters Palooza.
I know.
They ran that show.
Never saw that coming. And Mattel's always had such this like hold on Masters because they're like, nope, it's our property and nobody else can do anything with it. Now all of a sudden they're just giving it to everybody.
Sideshow, Mondo.
Super 7. Tweeter Heads doing busts.
Yeah.
Shock. Pop Culture Shock is doing statues.
Yep.
You know, it's crazy just to see all this weird stuff that's coming out for Masters of the Universe all of a sudden. But I think it's good for the brand. It's a good sign for the brand in general that they're so willing
that
to all of a sudden
it,
put it out there, you know? So, I mean, they're in that video game that's coming out, that Toy Soldiers video game. That's Mattel and Hasbro in the same game together.
I know. Yeah.
How crazy is that? I mean, it's crazy.
G.I. Joe versus Masters.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
Yep.
And then the last part of Cam High's question.
Can I ask Dan a quick question?
No, go ahead.
Do you have any kind of insight? Remember they had those four figures, Super 7 had the four Masters figures at Comic-Con?
Yep.
Is that going to be it, or are they going to do like painted versions?
They are doing painted versions.
Dave is very happy.
I really want a Skeletor from that so bad.
They're so good. Let me tell you, they're amazing. You'll love them. You really will.
Because like, I was like, oh, why are they... Because if they had been painted, I would have been like, hit the eBay, buy them. Yeah. Or maybe even like, hey, Dan.
So they did that. They did that as like their, they wanted to do that early bird kind of prototype set, the same right. they did with their alien figures, right. if you remember.
Right.
They have another paint variation of that kind of set coming to New York Comic Con as a different exclusive.
Gotcha.
And then they will be doing the fully painted action figures. Mm, for
those I will absolutely buy.
That's they talked about that at Comic Con. So yep, they're coming.
Because that is one of my weird dream figures is a 4-inch scale Skeletor.
Yeah.
Always been.
There it is.
Skeletor's always been a character that I thought was really cool. It's wanted them in my scale.
It was a little weird and off-putting seeing those guys in that style, and there's a lot of people that... It seems like all of the Masters fans were kind of like, ugh. But all of the 4-inch collectors were like, oh!
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, they like, kind of went bonkers
finally,
for them.
Finally! Masters
so,
for us.
Yeah, so I thought they were very cool for what they were, and they are so well made. I mean, I was really impressed with them. Even the unpainted ones. I was just impressed. Yeah. Like, the sculpts are awesome. And the thing that's so cool about them is that they are sculpted by an ex-Kenner employee who sculpted the vintage Star Wars line.
There
so
you go.
They cool. are done in the exact same style as those old Star Wars figures would have been.
Which is very cool.
Yeah,
cool.
So... They're very cool for
that. I'm excited about.
Yep.
That just made Dave's night.
That did.
Yeah, they're good.
You keep giving me different stories, so I kind of had to go to like someone who knew what they were talking about.
It's always a good idea. And then, I lost my voice. Cam, his last question is for Danny. He says, if all of your toys were to come to life and have a giant battle royal, good versus evil, who would win and why?
We've had that question before.
But not for Danny.
Not, well, yeah.
All of my toys would come to life and do battle, who would win and why? That would be a crazy battle royal with all those guys down there.
Boy, would it.
Let me think about that for a second. Because
all your DC superheroes would have to tear themselves out of their packages. And
yeah, right? all my gold card Toy Biz figures. I mean, He-Man's down there, and he's the most powerful man in the universe. I don't know who's going to stop him, right?
Well,
I mean, there's a couple He-Mans, though. They'll all be battling each other to the death.
You have a horde of Ninja Turtles.
I have a lot of Ninja Turtles. I mean, I don't know. That's a weird
it's a
question.
Hard question, isn't it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger's got a couple figures down there. I don't know. People probably not be able to mess with him too much.
No.
I just want to see all my Arnold figures team up together. Like Mr. Freeze and like my... I got like that large-scale NECA Dutch from
Dutch,
Predator.
Yep.
And like just, you know, every Arnold figure. And my last action hero Arnold. They all just... They team up and they just take out the whole rest
They're
of the toy
collection.
They're just screaming, this is our room! We'll be victorious!
Oh my god.
That's who wins, Arnold.
What killed the He-Man?
Every Arnold action figure wins that battle royal.
Yes. And the fact that he's in WWE 2016.
How awesome is that? That commercial's amazing.
That was... Have you seen that commercial, Dave?
I've seen part of it, yeah.
The Terminator.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, Arnold? Terminator?
They did a lot of weird cross-promotion stuff with Terminator this year. WWE did.
WWE, that's all Triple H, though.
Yeah.
That's all Hunter, because Hunter loves Arnold.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Who doesn't?
That's true. And then last but not least, John Russell says, how long or deep do you think the Filmation Masters Motu Classics will or should go?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. They're doing a pretty good job of giving us a lot of the must-haves, I think, right out the gate. Because we're getting the Filmation versions, a lot of those core characters who it's important to get Filmation versions of, I think. You know, obviously He-Man and Skeletor and Evil Lyn and Trapjaw, a lot of those people who are on the show a lot. Plus, they're giving us that Filmation Evil seed right out the gate.
Yes,
which is crazy.
Awesome.
I think it could definitely go a little bit deeper. We could totally get guys like the Filmation Count Marzo, who was very different from the 2000X Marzo. And I would really like to see him do stuff like Tongue Lasher, who looked completely different in that cartoon.
Yep. Clawful was a little different in the cartoon.
Clawful was a lot different in the cartoon. So like, if they can tackle some of those characters like that, who just looked very different in the cartoon from the toy line, I feel like that is where the money is with that. Because there's going to be a lot of people who I think would really like to pick up those weird variations of these characters that they just never thought they'd see toys of.
I agree.
Yeah.
Good call. Well, there you go, guys. That's going to wrap up questions for us. I know Danny's got some appearances coming up here soon.
I do. Yeah. I do. This month, I am going to be a guest at the Indiana Toy and Comic Expo. It's going to be my first time out there, so I'm pretty excited. It's on, I believe it's the, what is it, the 30th of August? I got to remember. Yes, August 30th. It's just a one-day little convention. It's in Bloomington, Indiana. I will be there. I will be judging the custom figure contest with Brandon Michael Barker of Manor Monster Studios.
Very cool.
Because he's also a guest at the show.
Very cool.
I believe that I will have a panel. We're still talking about panel ideas.
Nice.
And I'll also have a table there, too. So I will be at the table, and I'll take some t-shirts out there probably, but you know, just basically I'll just be there hanging out. So if any of you guys are in the area, please stop by the show and come just chat with me, and we can talk toys and, you know, whatever you guys want to do. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So I'll be at that. That's probably one of my last real conventions this year, I think. I'm probably going to do Toy Man next month for sure, because I don't have anything going on in
you
September.
Sure?
Yep. I don't have anything going on in September this time. The last several Toyman shows have been falling on the same dates that I'm out of town.
Man.
Oh, there is another show that I'm going to be at.
Is
hold
there?
On. Hold on. I'm also going to be at the Retro World Expo over on the East Coast. I got to find the information, so bear with me here. But I will be at Toyman next month, and I don't know if you guys are going to.
We are, yeah.
Probably.
So, if any of you guys are in the St. Louis area, you can come see all of us at Toyman next month. Retro World Expo is in October. It's Saturday, October 3rd in Wallingford, Connecticut. This is being put on by the guys who run RetroWareTV.com. This is their very first convention. So it's just a one-day event. I have a panel at this show also. I think I'm on a couple panels there, actually, but I'll have one of my own, and I think we're doing some screenings of some stuff. And it's a video game and toy hybrid convention. So there's going to be, supposedly, from what I hear, there's a ton of dealers there that
awesome.
Are going to be selling toys and video game stuff. So if any of you are on the East Coast, you can come see me at that show. That'll
Very
be
cool.
really cool. And then
That'll
after
awesome.
That, I mean... gosh, and then I start the whole year over next year.
Yep,
PowerCon's next year, Comic-Con.
Toy Fair,
C2E2. We got all that stuff coming.
You know what? Dave pointed this out. Did you realize that C2E2 in Kane County this next year do not fall on the same weekend?
They do not fall on the same
weekend. They are months apart now.
It's kind of a bummer. But one thing that is very cool, and I will be doing this for sure, the same weekend as Kane County in... I want to see, and you know what though? That's this the end of the year here, is it, or is it next year? Well, now I'm just rambling.
Yeah,
as your baby.
One of the weekends of Kane County, the Fall of Grayskull film is also doing a screening in Chicago, which is the Masters of the Universe fan film that was kickstarted by my good buddy Daniel Benedict. It's his movie, and it's awesome looking, and. It is... He's doing a couple screenings. Oh, okay, it's this year. So, in Chicago, on October 24th, he's doing a screening of Fall of Grayskull, and all proceeds from the screening go to the Special Olympics of Chicago, which is awesome.
Very cool.
And then the next day is the Kane County Toy Show.
Yes.
So I will be up in Chicago that whole weekend, because I will definitely be going to the screening of this movie, and then I'll be hitting the toy show the next
yes.
day. So, there's another place you guys can see me in October, if you
so,
want to.
So we do not have to save a seat for Elijah.
I don't think so. Danny's confused by that.
Okay, we had several people who want to come with us to Kane County this time.
Okay,
and like Jason was talking to someone, talking to Doss actually.
Doss is supposed to be here.
And I was talking to someone who actually was talking about spring, but I didn't realize that. And I said, okay, well, I want this person to go, and Jason's like, well, Doss is coming, and what about Danny? And I'm just like, and so. I'm like, so suddenly you're Elijah. We always have to keep a seat open for you in the car anywhere we go.
That's funny. Yeah, so I'll be up there already, so you guys don't have to wait for me. But I will see you at the toy show.
Of course.
Unless you guys want to go to the Grayskull screening, but I don't know.
Depends on what my work schedule looks like. Cause,
if you are going to Chicago, you drive.
Yes.
Yeah. It's in the city, so
I
don't know if
you guys
are going to do that
or not.
Yeah, what about, I mean, we're going to go up? Ooh. Well, that's going to be a problem.
Nah, we'll figure
it out. Well, Doss is coming in, too, so...
We'll figure it
you
out.
You should still stay at the hotel, and that way you can be there the next morning early. It's always just, you know, take a leisurely drive on Saturday afternoon.
That's my plan.
Yeah, you don't got to rush, you know, get into your hotel. You can relax.
Although, again...
You'll be ready to shop on Sunday.
C2E2 next year is going to be very bummed out, because... We're going to leave that show and be like, oh, we have to go home now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was like, I was always complaining. It's like, why are they always on the same weekend? Now they're different. I'm like, wait, this is inconvenient.
Yeah. I know. Now we have to drive to Chicago two times within a month of each other, which is not cool.
No. Hey, at least we'll have money to spend at C2E2 this time.
Yeah.
That's always a plus.
In theory,
yes.
There'll be a paycheck in between.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So much stuff going on, but... Dave and I will be back next week with an all-new show. And Danny, of course, thank you for stopping by, hanging out with us. Busy man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Of course, you can find Danny on YouTube. Just look up Pixel Dan. You'll find him there now. No longer it's still Mandalorian 30, but if you type in Pixel Dan, you'll find Danny's channel.
Yeah, that's just the easiest way to find me if you just do a search. In fact, if you just start typing the word Pixel, YouTube suggests me.
Yes,
so there you go. You don't even have to type a whole bunch.
No, you don't. You can also find him on Twitter. Yep. At Pixel Dan.
Instagram at Pixel Dan.
Instagram at Pixel Dan.
Yep, Pixel Dan everywhere. Facebook is Pixel Dan.
Yep, and Pixel-Dan.com, of course.
Yep.
Is where his home base is made. Then, of course, you know, you can find Dave and I on iTunes and Stitcher. You can find this show under Toy World Order, as well as Married to the Collection. And then you can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/Toy World Order, where we have, so much going on. Puppets and shows and reviews and more puppets. Someday new puppets.
But not sandwiches.
No sandwiches. There you go, guys. A big special thanks to the one and only Pixel Dan Erdley for hanging out with us. We don't get to see him very often, and when we do, it's always a treat. So thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And gang, we'll be back next week. And so until next time, David.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And the Toy Bar peeps is closed. Peace out.